It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor. With a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So, if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
So we're going to connect with Larry Fitzgerald right now, and we're joined by Larry Fitzgerald on behalf of DraftKings Pick'em campaign supporting the Larry Fitzgerald Foundation and breast cancer awareness all October long with free-to-play Pick'em pools every Sunday. Now joining us on the show, one of my favorite NFL players of all time, that is the great Larry Fitzgerald. Larry, appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. I appreciate you having me on. So I was listening to the end of your earlier segment. So you don't think there's an NFC team that you would put in there? Is there a definitive AFC team you would?
Well, the AFC, I would say Kansas City. But I think the AFC, it's the same thing. If you tell me life savings on the line, pick a team in the AFC, I would say it's the Chiefs. I guess in the NFC, I would go with Detroit, but I wouldn't feel good about either conference right now.
Why? I'm curious though. On Detroit, do you think the loss to Kansas City changed the way you view the team?
So I do have questions about the defense. Now they had a lot of injuries in that game, clearly, but losing to the Chiefs to me isn't embarrassing, and I still believe in kind of Dan Campbell and that offense. So those are just the two teams that I would go with, but I don't think there's a clear cut favorite right now in either conference.
Okay.
But who would you go with right now if the Super Bowl was tomorrow? Who are you picking?
I think Buffalo's going to get their act together. Obviously they lost a tough one, but I really think that they're going to, after the bye week, they're going to put together a little stretch. And on the NFC side, the Eagles are almost like too talented to fail. I mean, defensively, offensively, and you can't say they have a hole here. They really have no holes. They have a top five kicker. They have a Super Bowl MVP at quarterback. They have an offensive player of the year running back. They have two good tackles. Interior linemen are really talented. Obviously, two terrifically talented wide receivers. And then defensively, you know, cornerback position sometimes doesn't show up, but like they have the best, most elite pass rush in the game. I mean, like they're built to go really deep. And like it's just a head scratcher watching them sometimes, but I still think they're the most gifted, talented team in all the league.
Yeah, and you look at the Eagles, right? 2 years ago, they started out 10-1. Then they won one game down the stretch. Last year, there were problems early. They ended up winning the Super Bowl. You know the dynamic of a crowded wide receiver room, the wide receiver quarterback relationship. It seems as if Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown aren't on the same page when you need Saquon Barkley leading a meeting between the two of them. What would your advice be to A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts? Because they do have the potential to get back to the Super Bowl and win it all.
Yeah, I would just tell them, like, if you think about throughout history, and I don't want to go back too far, but great dynasties often, most frequently, are broken up, you know, because of internal issues. You think of the Lakers You know, how if Kobe and Shaq could have got on the same page, like they could have rattled off God knows how many championships. You look at the Bulls and you know how that team was broken up. You know, you look at the Dallas Cowboys with Jimmy Johnson and like that team. I mean, you never know. And when you get this type of talent assembled, I think when you're in the moment, you don't really appreciate how great you have it, right? And I think AJ coming from Tennessee, he understood like what it's like to be in the abyss, right? And not having opportunities to play in meaningful games and, you know, get into December and knowing that you're fighting for home field advantage as opposed to where you're going to be going in January, right? And so I think his sense of urgency is really high, but I think he needs to just channel it the right way.
And on the other side, I was in that Buffalo locker room in Atlanta on Monday night, and you could tell Josh Allen was frustrated. You could tell they're going into the bye week, and it wasn't on a good note with what happened the last 2 weeks. That defense, the first half didn't play well, played well in the second half. But offensively, I looked at the Bills. I say, I want to see more James Cook, and it feels like they could use another wide receiver added to that fold.
Yeah, I mean, earlier in the year, I kind of thought that they would add another piece. I think Keon Coleman, I think he's coming. I think Shakur is really good inside, but I think they just need somebody else that they can rely on, that can get you 4 to 6 catches a week, right? I really like the two tight ends they have. But I do think they start to rely a lot on the passing game and Josh making plays with his feet and extending plays. And, like, Cook is one of the best backs in the game. I mean, I'd say he's top five players at the position in the league right now, and being able to establish that and get him going so he is like actually being the bell cow when you play off of that, I think it gives it a lot more opportunities down the field.
Larry Fitzgerald here with us. You know, you were one of the great wide receivers of all time. You played for one team. There's always a stereotype about wide receivers that they're divas. You weren't one, right? There was never any distractions with Larry Fitzgerald. Did that stereotype about wide receivers ever annoy you when you kind of did everything right in the NFL?
No, I mean, like in my era, you know, like Anquan Boldin, never heard a word from him. Andre Johnson, never. There's only one person. Cortland Finnegan was the only one that could get under his skin. Calvin Johnson didn't say a word. You know, so like you look at the players that I like, my contemporaries during my time were all guys who you would love to go have a drink with at the bar. They weren't making a big stink about anything, and they were just producing at a high level. And so, I don't have any issue with being, you know, boisterous and showing off and doing all the things. That's what makes you play great and frees you up, more power to you. But, you know, you can do it in any way you choose.
Outside of my guy, Patrick Peterson, was there ever a player, I know that would be in practice, that maybe got under your skin on the other sideline when you guys would line up and go up against him?
No. Pat was really easy in terms of his personality, but hella competitive, man. Like, every day he would bring the best. And so, you know, I would definitely sharpen my tools, you know, being able to go against the best cornerback in the game. And, you know, there's many days he ate my lunch and I would be thankful that I didn't have to play against him on Sundays and he was on my team. But, you know, that's what you want. You want guys to be able to push each other and bring out the best in one another. And, you know, he definitely did that.
For you, were you ever close to leaving Arizona? Because it's really cool how long you played and that you stayed in one spot your entire career.
No, me personally, never wanted to leave. But obviously, you know, like, you're a hired hand. You know, you come when you're called and you're told to leave when they tell you to leave. And so, you know, my aspiration were to stay, but the team has to have those same aspirations to make it happen. And very fortunate that Michael and Steve Keim and Rod Graves and the people who, you know, controlled those decisions had enough faith in me to allow me to finish my career here.
Larry Fitzgerald here with us. You're going to get in the Hall of Fame. I think you'll easily be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Has that kind of hit your mind process yet with that coming up to start off this year?
No, you know, I'd be lying to you if I told you that you don't think about it and you don't hope that it comes to fruition, right? But there's nothing that I can do to control it, you know, so to like drive myself crazy and get into a tizzy about something I don't control, it just seems like it's a futile process. But obviously, you know, at the end of the game, you want to be immortalized with some of the best to ever do it. Some of the guys who, you know, poured into me and helped me along the way, like Jerry Rice and Chris Carter and Marvin Harrison and Randy Moss and so many other ones who paved the way for guys like myself to come in and to be thought of in the same elk as those kind of players, man, is super, super humbling.
I usually don't like to ask this question, but when you rattle off so many great wide receivers, I'm going to ask it. Who's your Mount Rushmore of NFL wide receivers you had to give me four?
Oh, man, I can't. I'm a historian, and I really like appreciate like the errors of the game. You know, for as good as these young players are, you know, in the game now, it's a very different game than the game that, you know, Paul Warfield played and Don Hutson and Lance Allworths and, you know, the greats in the past, you know, when the game wasn't nearly as passing efficient as it is now. And so there's so many different people who have contributed, and you can't tell the story of the National Football League without mentioning their name. And I think naming only four, like, you do it a injustice. But I will say this, like, Jerry Rice has a place on that mountain, and I think everybody else is somewhat interchangeable.
Fair enough. Larry Fitzgerald here with us. How about Marvin Harrison Jr.? He's had some ups and downs to start his career. I thought he was the best player in the draft 2 years ago, and he's coming out from Ohio State. What advice, I don't know if you have a relationship with him, what advice would you give him or have you given him about weathering this storm early on to start his career?
Yeah, I mean, I try to stay out of his way. You know, I told him when he got here, like, if you need anything, I'm always available. But fortunately, he has a father who was, you know, significantly better than me that he can lean on at any time. And so, you know, like, I'm here to be a resource if that's something that he ever wanted. But, you know, I think it's important for, you know, an older player, a guy who's not in the game anymore, to let the young guys be the young guys. You know, if they choose to reach out and ask you for advice on things and you make sure you're doing that, I think you owe the game that. But I don't think you need to be force feeding anything to anyone.
If you weren't being a humble Larry Fitzgerald and you were just being honest, and let's say, right, not a teammate, all that stuff, what is your view if you were a wide receiver in that Cardinals locker room on the quarterback in Kyler Murray? Because it's a big year for him.
Yeah, it is a big year. I mean, it's in his seventh year, and he's made a lot of steps. You know, I'm hoping he's healthy enough to be able to play against Green Bay, because they're going to need all hands on deck this week against a really good football team. I think you see a guy who's is extremely talented, can make all the throws, but you just want – you know, more consistency, you know, every single week. You know, he makes these unbelievable splash plays that nobody else in the National Football League can make. And then, you know, there's times where, you know, you wish he would do this or wish he would do that. And I think just the consistency is what anybody would ever hope for, you know, when you invest that kind of resources into a player. But the one thing that you can say is he has the ability, and not a lot of teams in the National Football League can say they have a quarterback that has the ability to be a transcending player on the roster.
I know, obviously, you know the Vikings well with your dad and all that, but when you look at Minnesota right now, we'll see if J.J. McCarthy's coming back this week or if it's going to be Carson Wentz. He's dealing with an injury as well. They have arguably the best wide receiver in football in Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, who did spend some time at Pitt, not too shabby as well, and their defense is really good with Brian Flores. What do you think that team could be this year with Minnesota?
Well, I mean, when the Vikings got it rolling, I mean, they look really, really good. You know, I remember watching them over there in Ireland against the Steelers. I mean, that game was, you know, for the taking. And, you know, they just know how to rise to the occasion and make plays. I mean, Justin, you know, you can put him on the right, put him on the left, put him outside the numbers, inside the numbers, out of the backfield. Doesn't matter. The guy finds a way to have success. And, you know, it feels like, you know, you can kind of plug and play any quarterback you want. And they still are able to make some things happen. Obviously, they got to get healthy on that line. Great to be able to get Aaron Jones and some of the other key contributors back and, like, really see what they're able to do when they have a full slate. But huge fan of Brian Flores and what he's able to do on the defensive side also.
Do you see some of yourself in Justin Jefferson? Because we know how dominant you both are. But when I talk about Justin Jefferson, I'm going to know him a little bit. He's just such a humble dude and such a nice guy and just a genuine superstar. And that's kind of what you were like as well. Do you see some similarities there between the two of you?
Well, I mean, I think Justin has crossed that. Like, you know, Odell you know, in his heyday was like not only a football player, but he was like a pop icon, right? And I think Justin is like crossed that threshold of every kid from the age of 10 to 18 in America is doing the gritty and doing all the things that he does. Like he has a way of transcending. And so to see him be able to get to that height that he's at and still be the man that he is really cool. It's refreshing. And it's nice to see.
I'll end you on this. And we'll talk about DraftKings and the great work that you're doing in just a second. The first Super Bowl I ever covered was 2010, and it was in Miami. And I was in high school, and I went to one of these Super Bowl parties that they have. And when I walked in, the headliner, they said, Larry Fitzgerald's coming to the Super Bowl party. And I'm like, oh my God, this is awesome. Like high school kid, love watching Larry Fitzgerald. This is going to be pretty damn cool. And there's a guy on the red carpet taking photos saying he's Larry Fitzgerald. And I take this photo with him, and I've had it for years. And as I got older, I'm looking at the photo, and it's a little grainy photo. And I'm saying to myself, this doesn't look like Larry Fitzgerald 110%. And years later, we had Paul Calvisi on this show. And I said, Paul, I got to ask you a question. You know Larry Fitzgerald really well. Is this him? And he goes, absolutely not. He goes, I wonder if Larry ever knew that he had a doppelganger, though, pretending to be him at a Super Bowl.
No, I had no idea. I had no idea, man. But I hope we can get that picture together so you can have a real authentic one soon. People at a party in high school, why were you at one of them parties?
I knew someone that was associated with the people running the party, and they said that I could go. So yeah, I was at one of those parties, probably shouldn't have been there. But one more thing on this, do you love photography? Like, do you have a love for photography? Just wondering.
Yeah, I do. I take a lot of photography, not as much as I used to before my kids got older, but I traveled around the world and love like a lot of scenic and wildlife photography and landscaping. So I definitely enjoy it still. I just don't get a chance to do it nearly as much.
Well, I hate to crack you up. The guy at the party had a camera and was talking about his love for photography as well and how he's taking photos to document the entire night. So he knew your story to a T.
Oh, man. I hope he was using his skills for good. He didn't tell him my name.
All righty, tell me what you're doing with DraftKings for a really good cause.
Yeah, so this is our seventh year, raising awareness for breast cancer, and very privileged to be partnered with DraftKings. And the first 20,000 entries in the Pinkham campaign, they will match. And anybody wants to go learn more about it, DraftKings.com/Pinkham. And go build your lineups, and I wish you good luck this week and the following weeks in October.
That's awesome. Really appreciate you doing this. Just one last quickie. When I look at playoff runs and greatness in the playoffs and unfortunately didn't end in a Super Bowl victory, I think of Terrell Owens with the Eagles and that individual performance on one leg. And then I think what you did in those four games with 30 receptions, 546 yards and 7 touchdowns. And you put your team in a position to win, obviously, in Arizona. How do you look back at that four-game stretch that you got so close, but yet so far?
You also got to add Cooper Kupp in there. He had a monster run in 21 when they won the Super Bowl too. But I think you kind of go into like this, like I hear it called a flow, where you just kind of get into this unconscious state where you know you just are playing at your best and things are really slow. And I talk to a lot of players who get into that place. You know, I've talked to, you know, Reggie Jackson in October, or, you know, Michael Jordan in game, you know, in the finals and things of that nature, where things just really slow down and you're able to perform at this really high level. And that's kind of what I went through for, you know, a few weeks.
My producer did work for the Cardinals, Michael Samter, and he always tells me whenever we talk about that Super Bowl, he's still in denial. He says Antonio Holmes didn't have the foot down. Do you think he had the second foot down?
I mean, he's got a ring that says he does. So, you know, that's all that matters, right?
Hey, Larry, really appreciate it. This is a thrill. Thanks so much for doing it once again. Larry Fitzgerald joins us on behalf of DraftKings Pinkham campaign, supporting the Larry Fitzgerald Foundation and breast cancer awareness all October long with free-to-play Pick'em pools every Sunday. Larry, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day. Appreciate you having me on.
You got it.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor. With a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon. Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are built to keep going, backed by Toyota's reputation for legendary reliability. Step into a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering impressive torque and serious towing power. Or take a look at Tacoma with an available power liftgate, so gear goes in fast and the adventure keeps moving. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So drive one home today. Visit Toyota.com to find out more. Toyota. Let's go places.